Welcome back to the Voices of Women Summit, where in honor of International Women's Day 2023, we are raising the voices of hundreds of women so that their messages can be heard. Your host for this session is Kimberly Crow. Kimberly is the founder of Entrepreneurs Rocket Fuel and Speakers Playhouse, as well as the creator of the Voices of Women Summits. She has another amazing guest coming right up. Take it away, Kimberly.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I am super excited. I have back with me this time Wendy Lee. You are going to love her to pieces. We're going to talk about Hustle Healthy, three secrets to reclaim your time and restore your sanity. I think we all need this one, Wendy. Welcome to the program.
Absolutely, we do. I need it too. You need it too. So it's perfect timing. Thank you for having me today.
It's my pleasure to have you on this track. It's absolutely amazing that you were able to carve time out of your day. I know how busy you are. So thank you for making this a priority on International Women's Day. We truly appreciate you coming. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to get into this topic of Hustle Healthy and find out what the three secrets are. But before we do, tell us your story. How did you become so passionate about healthy hustle?
Yeah. So, you know, I know everybody has heard about hustle culture, right? It even has like a hashtag. So if it's a hashtag, it's real and popular and all that stuff. Except for there's some things about it that aren't so glamorous. And that's really was my life, right? So I was in the corporate world for many years. I climbed every single rung on the corporate ladder and eventually made it up to senior vice president of HR, which was awesome. They had to even create that role. A, they never had a woman in that role. And B, there was never a woman at this job past director level. So it was like, okay, the hustle and grind worked. For the 10 years it took me to get to that spot, I was the first one in, I was the last one out. I was always raising my hand to do more stuff. If I had to work extra, it was like I volunteered and I just knew how to do the hustle. And I was used to that stress, right? You just come in, you do it, everything goes fine. Except for behind the scenes, I wasn't as successful. I was in the middle of a marriage going shoot down the tubes, and it was not my first unsuccessful relationship. And I found myself at this crossroads, like, how is it that I can put in all this energy into my work and be so quote unquote, successful, but on my home front, I cannot for the life of me figure out the relationship stuff. Like who can relate to that, right?
Oh, put a one in the chat if you can relate to that. Sometimes it feels like an either or life, right? Where you have to take care of business or you have to take care of family and never the two shall meet. And one sacrifice is made for the other. It's not always easy. And oftentimes we sacrifice the ones we love because the ones that are paying us may not give us as much leeway, we feel like. Is that true?
I believe that there are parts in that with everybody's story, right? And what happened to me is like I started on this quest of self-discovery and I found myself at a transformational retreat. A, I didn't know what transformation was and I didn't know what a self-development retreat was. But here I am and I'm in this room and the presenter's at the front of the room and they're talking about masculine and feminine energy. And it was like I got hit upside the head that I was so in my masculine, but there was something even deeper than that. I had been hustling my whole life for acceptance, for belonging, and for a sense of being loved. And I did it in every part of my life because, hello, we're the common denominator. So I did it at work. I overdid in my marriage, and then I was resentful. I did it in my relationships, and I was able to see that, oh, of course I was doing that because growing up, let's just say growing up would have been a good episode of the Jerry Springer show. Like it was constant chaos. I had 7 different family arrangements. My parents were divorced twice. They all four parents were drug or alcohol addicted individuals. I was sexually abused by my father. My mother passed away when I was young. We moved every 3 years. Like, it was this craziness. And what I was able to figure out is, okay, I think this is my fault, because when you're a little girl, you don't know any different. I'm going to overdo and be the good girl. And I got them right here, and get my stars so that at least I have some sort of control in my life. And guess what? It worked. At school, I was the overachiever. I was the teacher's pet, and I got a sense of family and being loved. In high school, I did the same thing. When I was out on my own, I worked 3 jobs and put myself through school. Like, I just kept it going, and I got rewarded for it until it didn't work anymore. And I got this stop sign that said, hey, wait a second. What if it's not all about what you have to do for someone else? What if it's just who you are? What if just being who you are is enough, and you're not broken, and you don't have to be fixed, and you don't have to do cartwheels and backbends to be lovable? And so I decided when I got back to do things different. When I came back to my office, something switched in me, and I accepted more help. I relaxed a little bit. I didn't realize how much a boss I was. Like, what I'm wearing right now, I would never wear these colors. I was in my gray, black, blue suits and showing up all professional. And I didn't even realize what I was really doing is just doing what I had to so that I could fit in and have the accolades that made me feel like I was worthy.
Wendy, your story your story is a lot like many of ours. Certainly, I resonate with that. Climbing the corporate ladder, proving your worth, dressing professionally in those black colors, playing in a man's world, entering your masculine energy, climbing your way to the top, and then suddenly realizing that that's just not even a ladder you want to be on. That's a really rough spot to be in. If you can resonate with that, please put a 1 in the chat box, because I definitely can. I know exactly what you're talking about. And it's no fun to realize that suddenly you've been fooling yourself all this time and you're playing somebody else's game. So how did you come to the realization that maybe that's not what it was all about? Maybe it was just relaxing into who you were really meant to be.
Yeah. I mean, it really was like, I started to turn the tables, and all the energy that I was giving out, I started bringing into myself and really getting into some deep dives of stuff that I had just thought maybe I had dealt with, but I really didn't. And gave myself like some compassion and wasn't so hard on myself and had more understanding. And I just started showing up differently, still in that environment. Because that's the other thing. Part of us sometimes tricks and says it's because of the environment, or it's because of the person, or it's because of this. That's why I am responding this way. Those environments were a perfect match for where I was in that moment. But when I started doing more self-discovery and kind of amping up and going and reconciling some things, I just automatically showed up differently. And in that new way, people responded differently to me. Like, you know, I know you guys have heard this probably about, you know, being connective and having intimacy. It means into me, you can see. So the more vulnerable I got, because I was getting more connected with myself, I could connect now as a person and not just this machine that was doing all this work while I was still in the corporate world.
Wow.
Everything that I thought, like, I can't be this way, or I had to hide pieces of me or be whatever I needed to be, it wasn't true.
That's amazing that you were able to realize that during the event, because there are so many of us, myself the top of the line that just decided to throw that away instead of fix ourselves. So, wow, I am super inspired by your story. What are the three secrets to reclaim your time and restore your sanity? I want to be sure that we get to these because this is really powerful stuff.
So there's nothing wrong with hustling and wanting to make your mark in the world, unless it comes to a point where it's causing you depletion or burnout, right? That's not okay. So there's three things we can do. We can own it, which means we take ownership, which is what I did, right? Take ownership, own her ship. My company is Leadership Revolution, so I always am on the her, right? Take own her ship of your life. Claim it, name it, be who you are, say your truth, right? Be in that. The other is then you have to protect it in a way that's not protective where things don't come in and out, but that's where boundaries come in. You have to first know what's important to you, and then you have to set those boundaries. And you know who's the worst culprit of breaking boundaries? Is yourself.
Yes.
Me too.
That's totally true. Like, I'm not going to do this again. I'm not going to do this. Oh, here I am doing this again. All right. Yep. You're absolutely
so being impeccable. Right, yeah, it is. So being impeccable with your word and then knowing how to like request and ask for what you need and start practicing that to get comfortable with it. That's the second secret. And the other one, so you own it and then you protect it. And then you basically are going to create this life where you're not doing it all by yourself, right? So connection. Not being the Lone Ranger, collaborating on things and getting some help and support. You know,
we are often told that we are solopreneurs or that we're out there and we've got to just make it happen ourselves. And I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, entrepreneurship, it's a team sport. You need other people. And whether those are your business partners or your employees or your VAs, I literally could not do this, what we're doing today, without dozens and dozens of people that are supporting me in doing this. We have tech hosts. We have like 15 or 16 tech hosts that are managing the tracks. We have 30 or 35 interview hosts that are managing all of the interviews. We have hundreds, more than 200, I think nearly 289, I think was the last count. And we've lost count because people are coming in and leaving and coming in and leaving. 289 women speakers. And I could not put on this event all by myself. So you have to, you can pretend that it's all you, but until you give up that control and start inviting other people in to help you, you will never be all that you can be. Is that true?
And it makes your life so much easier. And fun. Like when you're in a hustle, you're not fun, right? Well, you cannot be fun. You're different.
You're totally right.
We lose that, right? We get all professional. You know, when I left the corporate world, the first thing I did was get support. I joined supporting groups like your group and other women groups. And I also had a coach that I was working with. And I didn't know how to do everything. So I asked for help. And it doesn't mean it makes it like all the problems go away, but it makes it so much easier to know that we're on the same path and we all have struggles and we can be human in those struggles. That's what makes a difference. Suffering is optional. We do a lot of that self-sabotage to ourselves.
Yes. So pain may happen, but suffering is optional. I've heard that phrase before. I don't know who is famous for quoting it. Do you happen to know the source of that one?
I don't know the source of it.
But it is true. Like you, like pain happens, right? Things like you could stub your toe or whatever, but suffering over it or keeping beating yourself up over something that you've done in the past or something that's happened to you in the past and reliving that over and over again, that's suffering. And that's totally optional. You can decide to opt out of it. Wendy, you're really speaking my language. This really resonates with me because it's a life I personally live where you are hustle, 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 trying to prove, trying to make it right. And then one day you realize this is not fun. But I like what you said. Not only is this not fun, I wasn't fun. I wasn't fun during the times that I was miserable, right? So if you can get to the point where you are focused on making sure that you have your time back and your sanity back, then you will be a lot more fun. If you guys have questions for Wendy, please put them in the chat box, because I'd rather make this about you guys than about us. We want to be sure to get to all of your questions. Wendy is a fabulous woman, and I'm sure she's got a lot of cool insights for all of you. While they're doing that, tell us, when people come to you for help, where are they usually in their life? And then what do they get from you when they work with you?
Yeah, I started this whole Hustle Healthy campaign because I would call up girlfriends and I would say, how are you doing? And what was the first thing they said? I'm so busy.
Oh, I'm so busy. I thought they were going to say I'm fine, which is just dismissive. Right?
Well, sometimes they would say that, but no, they would say, I'm so busy. And they didn't have time to connect or do something fun or just go get some coffee, or we'd put it on the calendar and then it would get bumped. And their calendars were so packed with all the energy they were giving away to everything and everybody else that it's usually at that point they don't even realize what's happening, because it's kind of like, you know, the frog in the pot that starts to boil. We don't understand what's happening to us, but we're probably getting some signs, and we're exhausted. Like, women are at a point where they're just exhausted and they wish there was another way, but part they're keeping them safe brain part is saying, no, you got to just keep going. Just keep going through, keep going through. Well, sometimes you just need a break, and then you need to go in a safe space to go examine, like, why are you really hustling so hard? What is at the root of that? That's why.
Well, I love this. You actually teach a whole masterclass on this, and it's, the next one's coming up in like 3 weeks. Is that right?
Yes. So March 29th, a Hustle Healthy class. It'll be a virtual but live interactive, and we'll do some training topics, and then it'll be very interactive, and people can even get in the love seat, which is a coaching opportunity.
Oh. Better than that hot seat for sure.
No,
the love seat.
No.
I love that.
You have enough heat in your life. We're going to surround you with love and goodness. And it's a very interactive, transforming experience for sure.
Well, we're going to give you all a free ticket to Wendy's masterclass, because Wendy was very generous in the green room and decided to give away her masterclass to everybody at this event. We truly appreciate it, because we truly need it, Wendy. Yes. We need this masterclass to learn how to be able to hustle healthy. And this is a virtual class, so you don't need to attend live. It's 3 weeks from now. We're going to put the link in the chat to give all of you a free ticket. Please say thank you to Wendy for her generous gift. And for our VIPs, she even has something more special. So do you want to talk about what your VIP gift is?
Yes. So, you know, for the longest time, I didn't think that vulnerability was an advantage, especially everything that I went through. But it can be an advantage to you when you get to learn some things around it. So I'm going to give you a free guide about the vulnerability advantage, which is how to leverage your vulnerability so that you can increase your leadership, right? Because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about how we lead our lives and how we show up in the world. And then you also get a course that goes along with it. There's 10 benefits. And it's a recording, and then you can do an exercise along with it. So those two combined are the free VIP gifts.
Wow. Okay. This is really, really cool. All right. So you've got to upgrade to VIP. It's worth thousands of dollars at this point. You're going to get it for just $197. Or if you got it on the early bird, good for you. But you guys are going to want to grab this. It's totally worth $197 to get all of these amazing gifts from speakers like Wendy Lee and a lot of our other speakers. I think pretty much everyone on the Diamond Track gave something of value to this package. And it's just like a buffet at this point. So thank you, Wendy. Very, very generous of you to give that to our audience. And we do want to make sure that we serve you. So definitely don't be afraid to put information in the chat if you have questions, because we want to make it about you. But we actually have, we're almost at time. We have about 3 minutes left before we move to final words. Is there anything else that we want to cover with these women?
Yeah, I think just in general, it's like you get to have control over your time and over your wellness, your well-being, right? Like you are the boss of that. I know that it seems like sometimes we don't feel that way, but every decision that you make is a choice to either sign up for a stressful, busy, hustle life constantly, or it's not. And when you start tuning into that and making the decisions on putting yourself first, I think I said a cuss word almost. Yes, being a little selfish is okay, because you're not really doing anybody a favor by giving from depletion anyway.
Mm.
Like that energy swap is not very good. So if you take care of yourself first and learn how to, it takes practice. We're not taught how to do that. We're taught to be good and quiet and go along and all those things. And that's okay. And you still want to make a difference in the world. Mm. So what if you do both? You are the steward of both of those. And guess what? You don't get your time back. And your well-being is your number one top priority.
That's right. We've been saying this before. One of the most revealing phrases I heard just recently, and it seems counterintuitive, but the phrase is, say it with me now. I am the most important person in my life. I am the most important person in my life. And it's crazy to say that and be like, wait, am I allowed to say that? But it's actually factually accurate. It is factually accurate that you are the most important person in your life. And even for parents and mom, I have the mom of two kids. My daughter's going to be on this in a little bit. It's hard to say that because we are so ready to protect everybody else. But if we don't protect ourselves and make sure that we're living into what we're supposed to be living into, the world will miss out on our genius. Plus, what are we teaching our little girls? What are we teaching our little girls and our little guys, right? What are we teaching them about who you have to be in the world?
Yeah. Right. We're not only teaching them how to treat us, but we're also teaching them what's acceptable and that doing it to depletion is okay. And it's not.
Yeah.
There is another way. I promise.
You just inspired me. We're not only teaching them how to treat us, we're teaching them how to be us.
Amen to that. That's a mic drop. Boop.
Are we teaching them? Well, you just said it. And I was like, did she say it this way or that way? And I was like, ooh, that's really good. All right. So are we teaching them the right thing, right? Are we teaching them to be self-sacrifice? And is that who we want our kids to grow up to be? And if that's not how we want our kids to grow up to be, why are we trying to be that? Wendy, I have learned so much and resonated so much with you on this talk. You're living the same life I'm living, and I have just had so many insights from what you've shared today. I hope you all did as well. I've had a really good time. Up next, we have another amazing speaker. It happens to be me. I hope you guys will join me for another keynote speech. We're going to talk about internationally inspirational, sharing your zone of genius with the world. But before we let you go, Wendy, any final words for our audience?
My final words are, hustling 24/7 is not sustainable, okay? But creating a life and developing a living that you love is super sexy. So why not? Life is so short. None of us are going to be at the end of it saying, I wish I would have put more time in other people or worked harder. So we can work smarter, not harder, and develop this life that is so juicy. I promise.
Amen, sister. I love it. All right. Words to live by. We will see you back at the top of the hour. I'm Kimberly Crowe. Cheers. Great job, Wendy. That was whoosh. Holy cow.
Thank you for joining us for another amazing session of the Voices of Women Summit.
That was great.
Where our mission is to raise the voices of hundreds of women so their messages can be heard. For recordings of all sessions, plus an amazing VIP gift bundle, upgrade to VIP now. If you have any questions or problems during the summit, email our support team at support@voicesofwomensummit.com. Stay tuned. We have another fantastic speaker coming right up.